A word for you from 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 19. Holding faith and a good conscience, by rejecting these, some have made shipwreck of their faith. Timothy then is told about some specific names in verse 20, Hymenaeus and Alexander, whom Paul says he has handed over to Satan that they may learn not to blaspheme, and that they had made shipwreck of their faith. In these months we have heard a lot about the Titanic. Well, it's fascinated the world for 100 years. And recently, with the 100-year commemoration of that disaster, one is reminded of the awful tragedy, the loss of, 1,500 lives approximately. And it strikes us and captures our imagination, but we forget that every year, all the time, there are those who make a shipwreck of their own lives, shipwreck of their faith. And Paul is referring here to those who at least had the name of being part of the church, who were recognized as being saved and good Christians, but because they rejected two things, they landed up in the deep. They lost their ship, so to say. And symbolically here, they were far worse than the Titanic. They have shipwrecked their own faith, because here is eternal loss. On the Titanic, many of those who went down as heroes and perhaps as believers. But if you make a shipwreck of your faith, you've lost everything. You lose your own soul. And how does it happen? By not holding on to faith and a good conscience. Notice that the two go together. You can't hold on to faith unless you have a good conscience. And you can't have a good conscience if you don't hold on to faith. You see, a good conscience is received by faith in the cleansing blood, faith in Jesus Christ to save, Him alone. That is what washes us from sins. And as we have that faith, that saving faith, we bring our sins to the cross and He cleanses us and it gives us a good conscience. But if you live in a way that then destroys your good conscience, you don't hold on to a good conscience, you break your faith apart and you will suffer shipwreck.